Friday, October the 6th, 2023. Welcome, everybody, to the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. This will be my WWE Fastlane predictions episode. WWE Fastlane takes place live tomorrow night. It's a sold-out crowd. WrestleTix on Twitter, at WrestleTix on Twitter, has announced 12,281 tickets distributed. So to over 12,000, which is great. It's going to be a jam-packed crowd. It's going to be a fun event. So I'm going to go down the card for Fastlane, give you my predictions for each match. First off, if this is your first time joining me, I'm going to say thank you for joining me. As always, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast, and I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. Follow me on Twitter, at the Battle Club Guy. Check out that Instagram, the Battle Club Guy. Head on over to the YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. So let's get into it. WWE Fastlane is taking place live tomorrow, October the 7th. From Indianapolis, Indiana, at the Gainbridge Fieldhouse. You know, this is going to be the first WWE pay-per-view PLE event under TKO Group Holdings. You know, the new company that owns WWE. So I think it's going to be a good show. You know, as of today, we have 5 matches announced. So let's get into it. We have a 6-man tag team match. It's LWO, Rey Mysterio, Santos Escobar, and I think they said either Wild or Del Toro is going to tag with them. And they're going up against Bobby Lashley and Angelo Dawkins, Montez Ford, Street Profits. That should be a fun match. You know, I'm gonna say that Bobby Lashley, Street Profits win this match. I think they need a win. I think you need to get them a lot of wins. If we're building Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits up, I don't know if they're a heel group, they're a face group. But build them up, and I think Bobby Lashley, Street Profits, they can be a great faction going forward. We have a triple threat for the WWE Women's Championship. It's the WWE Women's Champion, Io Sky versus Asuka versus Charlotte Flair. I don't see Io Sky losing this. I know the rumors are Kairi Sane will be returning to WWE very soon. I don't know when that is going to happen. I can see her aligning herself with Io Sky when she returns. Don't see Io Sky losing the championship at Fastlane. I don't see her losing it for a while. So I'm going to say Io Sky retains. I'm sure Bayley will get involved in the match. But either way, it's going to be triple threat. You got Asuka, Charlotte, and Io in there. They won't disappoint. But in the end, I'm picking the genius of the sky, Io Sky, to retain her WWE Women's Championship. We have a tag team match for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. It's the Judgment Day, Finn Balor and Damian Priest versus Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso. Very interesting. Huge fan of Judgment Day. Finn Balor's my guy. You got Senor in the bank, Damian Priest. They're going up against Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso. Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso have never tagged before. It's for the Undisputed Tag Team Championships. It's going to be a great match. As cool as it would be to see Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso with those tag team titles on them, I don't know if that's the route you should go. You know, we got 6 months until WrestleMania 40. You know, Cody Rhodes wants to finish the story, get back to Roman Reigns. Is that the plan? You know, are we going to get Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40? Are we going to get Roman Reigns versus The Rock? I'm sure Jey Uso is going after Jimmy Uso at WrestleMania. So do we put the tag titles on Cody and Jey? It would be cool. I just don't know if that's... I don't know if that's the way they should go. I'm going to say Judgment Day retains the Undisputed Tag Team titles here. And I'm going to say probably due to outside interference. Maybe JD, Rhea, Dom, because that's, you know, Judgment Day, they stick together. They help each other out. So in the end, I'm going to say still undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions, the Judgment Day. Now, the next two matches, I'm not sure which match will main event. I'm sure it's going to be either one of these next two matches. So, I'm going to say that the main event will probably be John Cena and LA Knight versus the Bloodline, Jimmy Uso and Solo Sikoa. So, let's go. Next match, it's a last man standing match for the World Heavyweight Championship. It's the World Heavyweight Champion, Seth freaking Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura. I was at Payback for the first match. They had a great match. It's a last man standing match. You know, the whole story going into this is Seth Rollins' back is broken. You know, Shinsuke Nakamura is going to expose his broken back, take his championship. Seth Rollins, he's been on a great run as champion. Huge fan of Nakamura. You know, I was always a fan of Nakamura back in NXT days. Is this where you take the title off of Seth Rollins? You know, if Seth Rollins beats Nakamura, who's next for Seth Rollins to step up? Nakamura wins. You can do another match with Nakamura at Survivor. You could do Nakamura and Rollins again. But we'll build in towards Survivor Series this next month, right? So if I'm booking this, I'm going to say Seth freaking Rollins retains here. And then at Survivor Series, let's do champion versus champion. Former Shield Brothers. Let's do Seth freaking Rollins versus Roman Reigns at Survivor Series. So I'm going to say Seth Rollins retains here. Maybe Damian Priest teases a cash-in. But either way, last man standing match, I think it's going to be great. In the main event, which I think should be the main event, it's John Cena and LA Knight, yeah, versus the Bloodlines, Jimmy Uso, Solo Sikoa. They got the wise man Paul Heyman with them. You know, this story is getting very interesting. Next Tuesday on SmackDown, SmackDown tonight. Next Tuesday on NXT, you got Braun Breaker with Paul Heyman in his corner versus Carmelo Hayes with John Cena in Carmelo's corner. So clearly they're building towards something with John Cena, right? I believe Dave Meltzer reported that current plan is John Cena versus Roman Reigns November 4th Crown Jewel. So for that match to happen, you know, John Cena, Roman Reigns, they already fought twice. Roman Reigns beat him twice already. But to add to that, to build to that match even more, I'm going to say you got to have John Cena and LA Knight beat the Bloodline, right? You got to. It's John Cena. It's LA Knight. Sold out crowd in Indianapolis. Let's have John Cena and LA Knight defeat the Bloodline. And then Roman can come back on SmackDown and say, why did you guys lose to John Cena? I beat this guy twice. You guys can't beat him. And then go on from there and you can set up John Cena, Roman Reigns 3 at Crown Jewel. But in the end, my pick to win is John Cena and LA Knight. And I think it's going to be a great tag team match. And I think it's going to be a great event. Well, there you go, folks. That has been my WWE Fastlane Predictions episode. WWE Fastlane takes place live tomorrow night, October the 7th, from Indianapolis, Indiana. I think it's going to be a great show. I can't wait to watch it. I love these Saturday pay-per-views, PLEs. Since I'm off on Saturdays, I get to watch them. I'll be live tweeting for you guys. And I will do a live recap episode on the YouTube channel tomorrow night, so check that out. The Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. Tomorrow night, WWE Fastlane. Will Seth freaking Rollins show Shinsuke Nakamura that even with a broken back, he is still going to be last man standing. Will Shinsuke Nakamura expose Seth Rollins' broken back, and will he be the last man standing? Will Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso become the next undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions? Or will the Judgment Day, Finn Balor and Damian Priest show Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso that all rise for the Judgment Day? And it's John Cena and LA Knight versus Jimmy Uso and Solo Sikoa. And what will be one of the most entertaining, I think one of the coolest moments in WWE history. Will John Cena and LA Knight show the bloodline that John Cena still got it and LA Knight is the next guy up? Or will the bloodline put down John Cena and LA Knight? We'll find out live tomorrow night. It's WWE Fastlane. Till next time.